Hey, grandkids, we're here with a special edition of the Stunt Granny Audio. I am bringing to you one of Pro Wrestling Ohio's finest voices, and his name is Super Agent Aaron McGuire. How you doing tonight, Aaron?
Kevin, first of all, you know, I don't come on here and I don't call you Calvin, okay? So I'd like you to introduce me by my name, the almighty Aaron McGuire.
Okie dokie, Mr. Almighty. we can keep that in mind. I think this is going to be a slightly more relaxed interview than we had last year. It's at a similar time frame, actually. But so the first question that I had for you really is, how did you get your start in wrestling?
Well, that's a very interesting question. I get that asked often. It turns out I was working security in a high-class hotel over in Cleveland, Ohio, and a fellow by the name of Tommy Wildfire Rich was staying at the hotel that I was securing that evening. I was introduced to Tommy Rich, and I approached him, and I had never been in the business before, but I had followed it, and I told him, Tommy, I appreciate meeting you. You were a 21-year-old world's heavyweight champion, the youngest heavyweight champion of all time, and I really do appreciate meeting you. And at that point, there was a giant smile across his face. I don't know if it was from the massive quantities of alcohol he was drinking at the time, or if he was just off a natural high from winning a match recently, but either way, we hit it off, and I would say we had maybe a 6-hour conversation, Tommy Rich and I, over in his hotel room. We talked back and forth about family and about wrestling and about getting into wrestling. He was brought in by a promoter in Lorain, Ohio, named Rod Destiny. And he explained to Rod Destiny that he might be able to come down on his price a little bit if Rod was willing to train me in the art of professional wrestling. Rod Destiny, of course, accepted, and Rod Destiny and I ended up becoming very good friends, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Oh, outstanding. You're definitely learning from one of the, well, if not an all-time great, definitely, well, yeah, fuck, he's an all-time great, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, have you ever seen him bleed?
Like stuck pig.
He bleeds all-time greatness.
Now, was he the only one who helped train you, or was there other people at his school that helped out, too, or...
Well, what happened was Rod Destiny had a school that he was just opening up in Lorain, Ohio. I went ahead and trained with Rod, and then while I was training, I had to go through all the, I don't know what you would say, but I had to go through all the ups and downs of being trained as a trainee in the sport of professional wrestling. I had to carry Rod's bags. I had to go ahead and become the cameraman for his promotion. I set up the ring. I tore down the ring. I did all the normal stuff that you hear about that the young guys do when they first get involved in professional wrestling. So that was my job. And I did that until there was a point where Rod decided, well, we might be able to use this guy as a character in our wrestling promotion. So, you know, I went ahead and took advantage of it, and I think I did well for myself.
Gotcha. And that has led, really, most recently, and when I've witnessed your work, to Pro Wrestling Ohio, which has a big event coming up this weekend. And could you tell the people about that?
Well, this weekend on May 2nd, we will be in Niles, Ohio, The address to that is, well, it will be at the Eastwood Expo Center, 5555 Youngstown Warren Road in Niles, Ohio. And it will also be a co-pro with the stars of CWE Wrestling, along with some of the regulars in Chikara Pro Wrestling.
Now, you did have a Chikara and former WWE star, Colin Delaney, on. Is he going to be one of those persons in attendance this weekend?
I certainly hope so. I haven't been guaranteed yet of all the competitors that will be performing this weekend. The card, as I look at it right now, seems to be tremendous. I mean, if you want the entire card, you can go to pwowrestling.com. But as far as I know, I'm looking at the card right now. I see for the PWO Championship, the man who claims he is the most dominant man in professional wrestling, Jason Bayne, I beg to differ, as I am the most powerful and the most dominant manager in PWO. Aaron McGuire, that is me, but Jason Bayne will be taking on, challenging for the heavyweight championship, Johnny Gargano. Also, we will have a tag team championship match, as Sex Appeal will be defending their championship against, against Hobo Joe and Greg Iron. I guess you could say they're an up-and-coming team. They smell, and they have some deformities, but they are top contenders nonetheless. So they have finally reached that pinnacle where they are the number one contenders, and they will be going after Sex Appeal. Bobby Beverly, Bobby Shields, and Nikki Valentino, as they use the Freebird rule. So two of those three individuals will be defending the tag straps this weekend. The television title for PWO will be on the line as the champion, the amazing Nate Mattson, will be defending his title against the number one challenger, Omega Aaron Draven. Aaron Draven has kind of made a name for himself by stating that orange is the new gold. Quote the Draven, nevermore, I guess. And other matches that we have signed, M-Dog 20, Matt Cross, will be taking on Super Hentai, the most evil man I think I've ever met in professional wrestling. Crimson will be taking on former tag team champion of The Clash, Brian Bender. We'll have the future of fashion, Shima Zion, taking on Gran Akuma, who you may have seen in Chikara Pro Wrestling. And also slated for the card, we have the brand new tag team that's sweeping the nation, Aeroform, Flip Kendrick and Lewis Linden, and also somebody that I believe has really, really taken the PWO world by storm, Michael the Bomber Facade, will be in action, amongst many, many others.
Outstanding.
Don't let me forget. Chikara's real Frightmare will be on the card too, as well. Card subject to change, of course, but yes, that's what I have on my sheet right now. That's who should be wrestling.
Outstanding. And you, as usual, will be doing commentary with one Joe Dombrowski. How has it been for you this year having to adjust to the new role of color commentator as opposed to just being a manager who is mostly in front of the camera?
Well, a lot of times still I manage. I give advice to a lot of the wrestlers. Of course, I have a $25,000, a $50,000 bounty on the head of Jason Bayne. Anybody who's willing to go ahead and try and take me up on that offer and take Jason Bayne out of Pro Wrestling Ohio, feel free to do so. I will lend my advice as much as possible. And, something that's funny that happened was a lot of the fans had been clamoring for it. Many, many, many emails to the PWO front offices. They wanted more and more Aaron McGuire. They want to hear Aaron McGuire speak. And the best way that we could do that, the way that we solved the problem was, let's put Aaron McGuire as the color commentator. And boy, ratings have soared ever since Aaron McGuire took over as a color commentator. Let me tell you, you know, just this past week alone, we scored a 0.6 on the ratings. And there was another wrestling promotion that just recently scored a 0.5. They are the total nonstop action, TNA, I believe it is. TNA, yeah. So they're a notch below us right now. You know, some people like them. They're not my cup of tea. I enjoy some of their product, but it's not where PWO is right now. And we keep growing, and we keep getting more and more fans, and I'd like to take complete full credit for that.
Outstanding. Yeah, you brought in 10 fans, and Hulk Hogan could only bring in 8, so I think you're getting somewhere.
Yeah, hey, Johnny Gargano as our champion is, well, you know, he's a little bit more popular right now than AJ Styles was as the champion, and now Rob Van Dam seems to have taken that title. You know, maybe they'll be able to catch a couple extra fans because of RVD, but you know, I don't know. I'll put Johnny Gargano up there against anybody.
And you guys are...
Hey, I just want to let you know real quick, too, that one of our sponsors is Pit Stop Donuts. And Pit Stop Donuts, if you happen to be in the neighborhood, and say it's 3 o'clock in the morning, they never close. They never close. And not only do they have the world's freshest donuts and the finest coffee, but they have an ATM. An ATM that never closes. So, you know, say you're out, it's 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you need to take out, say, $700 out of the ATM, then Pit Stop Donuts is the place to go because their ATM does not close. Why you would need, you know, $600-$700 at 4 in the morning, it's probably not for anything good. I've never seen anybody, you know, go to an ATM at 4 in the morning and withdraw money that's for anything good. But just to let you know, their ATM is open along with having the fresh donuts.
You don't consider pulling out money for strippers good?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. Maybe they're taking out money because they want to buy Pepsi. Pepsi, you know, another sponsor of us. But, yeah, Pepsi's a good drink. I'm a little, you know, saddened that they don't have the clear Pepsi anymore, but, you know, that's my personal opinion.
Outstanding. So, kind of back to the, you said that you're needed to be on TV more, so they put you on color commentary. Is it, you did a lot of talking as a manager. Is the nonstop talking a little bit different, or is it suit you perfectly fine, as seems to be the case currently?
Oh, it suits me perfectly. I got a lot to say. I have a whole lot to say. And as a lot of people have come to understand, I call it like it is, you know. Marion Fontaine, he's one of our main stars. He's broken free from his freaks. All of a sudden, you look at Marion Fontaine, you see that the way he uses the microphone, he tells it like it is. He's one of the great leaders of society. You know, there was Martin Luther King, and there was Malcolm X, and now there's Marion Fontaine. He's a guy who tells it like it is, and he's not afraid at all. And he's the up-and-coming rising star, and if he doesn't have that PWO championship within the next 6 months, I'd be extremely surprised. He's one of the best there is. And, I can't wait until the moment happens where he claims that PWO Heavyweight Championship. I like Marion Fontaine. He's a megastar. He's a megastar, Kevin.
Yeah, megastar is an awfully large star. And, yeah, it's if your ratings continue to stay above TNA's, he will certainly be able to live up to that billing.
You know, who's another one, and sometimes I don't like to mention this because he's, I guess you would call a quote-unquote fan favorite, but this guy's really coming around, Michael the Bomber Facade. Michael the Bomber Facade has struck out on his own. It took him a little while to adapt to the style of PWO, but this man does a lot of things that a lot of other wrestlers don't even attempt to do. Michael Facade, I just wish he would, you know, maybe pull a chain out of his boots every once in a while and hit somebody with it, or maybe yank the tights when he's going for a cover. Michael Facade, though, he's one to watch. I'm telling you right now.
He is always wearing the gi, for at least on the top half there. He could hide, you know, like some nunchucks in there and pull a Michelangelo and just whack somebody over the head sometime.
I like it. I like the idea, and I will definitely pass that along to him if I am able to talk to him. He's kind of a recluse, but say something happens, we bump into each other, I'll mention that to him. Don't worry, Kevin. I got you.
Outstanding. There was another guy on TV that maybe is not getting the highest ratings for the WWE that you wrestled at one point. His name was Michael Tarver. What good dirt do you have on him?
Michael Tarver. When I wrestled Michael Tarver, he was known as Tyrone Evans. He was the Panther. He's a very upset individual, always angry. I like that about him. He and I had some wars. As a matter of fact, you know, I've been in this business. This is my 14th year now. You know, referees have always been against me. So up to the point of about 4 years ago, I had never scored a pinfall victory or a submission victory of any kind. And I had a match with Michael Tarver and his partner, Malcolm Farrakhan. It was myself and a guy that was going under the name of K-Fed at the time. And, it was lights out for Michael Tarver. Let's just say that. He attempted to hit me with a spear. I pushed my partner in front of the way. He got him. I locked in my submission move. The majority of your fans may know it as the Taz Mission. I tend to call it the Fresh Mission because it's the freshest move I know, and choked everybody right out in the arena. And I got my very first victory over Michael Tarver, and now he's on NXT. I don't know that he's doing so well, but, you know, if he gives me a call, I could probably give him some advice, and he might end up being, you know, take Daniel Bryan's spot and be number one rookie, if you will, in the NXT Rookie Pro Challenge.
Gotcha. So you have been following him on NXT then?
Oh, I follow everybody. I'm not saying that I like NXT. I'm not saying I like WWE. I'm not saying I like TNA. But as a manager / agent / color commentator, I have to follow everything because you never know when one of those individuals may wind up in PWO. You know, in PWO, we used to have the Knockouts champion of TNA. Her name, Madison Rain. She went under the name of Ashley Lane. She was with Pro Wrestling Ohio. She was a valet for Johnny Gargano and his partner at the time. And she went ahead and thought it'd be a better idea to sign on with TNA. Thought that might be more exposure, but as the ratings indicate, maybe not so much now. Maybe she should have stuck with PWO.
So I swear I saw her doppelganger here in Columbus this past weekend. She does not live down here, does she?
Madison Rain? Well, I don't know where she says she lives, where she lives now while she's with TNA, but she is from the Columbus area, originally born and bred in the Columbus area. She is from nearby.
That would be amusing if I actually saw her at the gym this past weekend, then.
I could hook you up.
Oh man. Let's see.
I don't know. Did I mention this? Did I mention that we're in Canada and Ireland? As
No.
well as all through the United States of America, all you got to do is ask your satellite provider to order Sports Time Ohio. Say, I need Sports Time Ohio because I need to see Pro Wrestling Ohio. I need to see the future of wrestling, and the future is now in Pro Wrestling Ohio.
Now, the additions of Ireland and Canada, did they just happen?
This just happened. They just signed on to get satellite feed, and they seem to be really, really enjoying. Our main markets, of course, are Ohio and the Cleveland area in Ohio, but we have a huge market in Michigan right now. Michigan is probably our second biggest market, especially the Detroit area. So you'll see some guys like the Big Bear Benjamin Boone, who recently relocated to Michigan, and a guy by the name of the television champion, Amazing Nate Mattson. He's from Michigan. Those guys, they were very instrumental in Detroit picking up Pro Wrestling Ohio, which, amazes me because the best wrestler on what was originally just supposed to be Ohio television is from Detroit.
Outstanding. It's always good to represent a couple of states, especially up in that territory. It's not quite the Ohio State stronghold that that is Columbus here. And speaking of Columbus, you guys will be visiting my neck of the woods at some juncture too here.
Here we're working on a lot of college campuses right now. Various colleges have contacted us to bring our shows there, and one of the main proponents, somebody that an organization that's really, really trying to get something done with us right now is the minor league baseball team for the Cleveland Indians. They're known as the Columbus Clippers, and something I'm trying to work out there. Help out with PWO management is to bring PWO to the Columbus Clippers baseball games. Maybe before the game, we'll have the ring set up, have some matches, get some more exposure that way. I'm really, really looking forward to that. Normally, we are a PG to PG-13 rated show, but if you were to come to some of those shows or some of our college shows, I think we're going to just videotape those for DVD because we plan to get real, real extreme when we head out that way. Extreme, if you will. I know there's other companies that have said that they were extreme before, but they've fallen by the wayside. So PWO is where it's at right now.
Gotcha. Let's see here. That.
Did I
And
mention June 6th? Did I mention June 6th?
June.
What we have
No, you
going
haven't
on June
mentioned June
6th?
6th yet.
June 6th, we'll be having the Road to Resolution 3, free admission, free parking. It's going to be called the Great American Festival. We'll be having that at the Cuyahoga Fairgrounds. If you need more information on that, you can always go to pwowrestling.com. We're always updating something new, and you'll be able to find out that way. We've got somebody that's around the clock updating pwowrestling.com, and all you need to do is log on as many times as you want. Make sure that you let them know that you're favorite color commentator slash agent slash personality is Aaron McGuire. I'm sure they'd be happy to hear that. Right now, for whatever reason, Ben Fruth tops the list of most requested superstars in Pro Wrestling Ohio. I use the term superstar loosely for Ben Fruth, but people seem to like this kid, and I don't know why, but there he is. So go ahead, log on to pwowrestling.com.
Is he going to be one of the wrestlers trying to collect the $50,000 bounty on Jason Bane?
Boy, I sure hope he is, but I doubt that he's going to do it. I've got several guys lined up, as you'll see over the next several weeks. There's even last week or the week before, we had Dawn Decadence try to collect the $25,000 bounty. I upped it to $50,000. Bobby Shields tried to collect it unsuccessfully, and in the coming weeks, you'll see as various other superstars try and collect that $50,000 bounty. The problem I had was what it did was it kind of backfired, and Jason Bane went ahead and got on a very rigorous workout schedule, and he's lost about 60 pounds, and he is in the best fighting shape of his life. So he can credit that to Aaron McGuire. I went ahead and I placed the bounty on his head. He never knows where to look. If he turns to the left of him, there's Brian Bender going to attack him. If he turns to the right of him, Eric Ryan and Corey Winters, my favorite tag team, they're looking to attack him. Look out from behind. You could have somebody like Virgil. Virgil maybe trying to attack him. You just never know at PWO. And then if he looks straight ahead, you know, maybe somebody along the lines of Nate Mattson or Benjamin Boone will be after him with a steel chair. Let's get rid of Jason Bane from PWO, and a lot of people could be a lot richer.
Yes, they could be. Maybe I'll try to collect that at some point here, because there is the one and the biggest event that I will more than likely attend again this year, Resolution 3. Which I
hey, I'd
is,
love to see you there. We had a great time last time we were there, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Resolution 3 this year will be August 1st, same place. It will be at the Nautica Pavilion in downtown Cleveland. It's going to be our biggest, our showcase of the year. And we're expecting, I will not be happy unless there's 3,000 people there to witness the happenings for Resolution 3. I'm
now,
definitely going to be an integral part of that event.
The original and Resolution 2, A Coming of Age, are both on DVD, and they're available at the website too?
Definitely. All you got to do is log on, tell them this is what I need. I've got to have my Resolution. I got to have Resolution 2, and I got to be there at Resolution 3, and then place my order for Resolution 3 on DVD so I can see myself on TV. You know, Kevin, if you show up there and you happen to have some kind of great idea, you want to take out Jason Bane, make $50,000, I don't know if, you know, maybe that's comparable to what you get paid for StuntGranny.com. But, you know, go ahead and give it your best shot. I got your back. Don't worry about it. I'm big, tough, and strong. I'll help you out.
Outstanding. Well, I think that about wraps up the questions here for tonight. Is there any
Hold on a second. Oh, you forgot
hey.
About somebody that could collect the bounty. Mr. Brinks, my bodyguard. You know,
Mr.
we've had
Brinks
our ups
was,
down sometimes.
Last week.
Sometimes he's there, sometimes he's not there. This could be all part of my plot, but Mr. Brinks, he's just as big, every bit as tall, 6'8", Jason Bane. He's just as tall, and he's about 345 pounds right now. And if anybody can collect that bounty, I think it could be him, unless I can find somebody a little bit sneakier. Maybe somebody who's, you know, had a past that, I don't know, that a pass that he would like to take out on Jason Bane. You know, something like maybe he was abused in the past. He might have been, well, let's just see what happens. You know, there's a flock of individuals that are going to be going after this bounty, especially at Resolution 3. And And I can tell you what, Joe Dombrowski's not going to try to collect the bounty. That guy's a wimp. He's lucky I carry him through all the broadcasts. I'll tell you that right now. If Joe Dombrowski, you know, here's another thing. Sometimes he tries to undermine me when I'm out there doing my color commentary. And I'll just say this right now. If he gets on my nerves one more time, I think I might stick my foot so far up his behind that the water in my knee is going to quench his thirst. That's a warning, Joe Dombrowski. I know you're listening.
Well, that's a pretty stern warning to Mr. Dombrowski there. So,
hey, I'm big and strong. I'm real big and I'm real strong, and I'm ready to fight at any time. You don't see me hiding behind anybody.
I think you could take out Joe pretty well by yourself.
Hey, you know, also, let me do a little PR real quick for Pro Wrestling Ohio. I've had a high school, what used to be called Lorraine High School is now Admiral King High School in Lorraine, Ohio. At a date to be announced, they have invited PWO champion Johnny Gargano, one half of the number one contenders for the tag team championship, Gregory Iron, and Aaron Maguire, the almighty Aaron Maguire, have been invited to speak in front of the entire school, and we'll be down there, and I will give you the date as soon as we secure a date. As soon as they pay me the money that I want, I will post it to you, and you can post it onto stuntgranny.com, which I'm pretty prone to giving shout-outs to every once in a while. You scratch my back, I scratch your back, you know, we're working something out here.
Yeah, we certainly greatly appreciate the mentions to you guys are now available in 4.4 million households.
That's it, and you better believe each and every one of those people are watching. They're watching right now. They tune it in. It's on 10 p.m. Sunday nights. I believe that you are, let me see, you're located in the Columbus area, right?
Yes.
That would be on Insight Communications is the cable company, channel 29, or if you have high definition, that would be 921. If you are in the Elyria area, that is on channel 76, 10 p.m. Sunday nights, and then various replays throughout the week at, say, 3:30 in the morning. For those of you who can't sleep at night because you're so excited about PWO, they will play them several times throughout the week, and you have no excuse to miss Pro Wrestling Ohio, the hottest wrestling show on television today.
Well, Baron, we would like to thank you for a second appearance on the show. Well, I'd like to thank you for a second appearance on the show, and hopefully we have some more Pro Wrestling Ohio stars coming on here to have some interviews like this.
Well, whatever you want, man. If you're interested in bringing somebody else in, anybody outside of Hobo Joe, I would be more than happy to contact and send your way. The Hobo Joe may stink up the inside of your studio there, so I don't want to send him along because you and I seem to be on decent terms right now. So I'm not going to send somebody like Hobo Joe, and I'm not going to send a crippled freak like Gregory Iron out to you. But, you know, we'll figure something. Maybe I'll send Crimson your way. The man, you know, he doesn't care about wins. He doesn't care about losses. He cares about beating people up. He's got 10 years of repressed aggression, and he's looking to take it out on everybody. I don't know if he's looking to take it out on DJs or website columnists, but, you know, maybe I'll send him out your way.
Outstanding. Well, I will check out, and I will leave you with the last word here then.
Okay, pardon the interruption, but this has been Aaron Maguire, the almighty agent, Aaron Maguire, signing off for StuntGranny.com, 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 and PWOWrestling.com. Thank you very much for having me. The pleasure was all yours, and I look forward again to making another appearance, and I look forward to seeing you, Kevin, along with all of your listeners at Resolution 3, unless you decide to come to any more of the other shows, which, again, you can find on PWOWrestling.com. Right now, I hear one of my tax breaks crying, so I'm going to go ahead and have to change a diaper. But, again, anytime you're ready to have me back on, I will be here.
I certainly will at some point, and I am now going to enjoy my sippy time beer. So, grandkids, thanks for joining us for this special edition. Have a good night.
Hey, real quick, why don't you get up some more reviews? I need to read the reviews. I got to see the reviews.